Oh, yeah, it always is. You know, they'll be ready, obviously. They've got a very good punter. You know, and Thomas Morstead, he does a hell of a job placing that ball outside the numbers, in particular to our left. So we've got to do a good job with him. We've got to manage him. They do have a young kicker. So, you know, that can obviously become a factor in this game. This game's usually a tight game. It's going to come down to five or six plays in this game, and you don't know which play that's going to be. So we got to be ready, whether it be kickoff return, punt return. Doesn't matter. Field goal block. All six phases will be up.
Go ahead.
Who replaces Warlock's role on special teams?
Hello. We'll probably do it by committee. You know, there'll be a couple guys that'll rotate in there. You know, all the guys are doing a good job. We're trying to get them squared away right now. All right, but I'm gonna protect the team on that one.
Can I ask you if Schofield's back?
Schofield is back in action.
Can getting his feet wet back again? Can that be on
some
teams?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can he help? Where can he help?
He looked really well this week in terms of his movement. You know, from transition from Wednesday to Thursday, he had a good day of practice. Obviously, we're all of our thumpers, all of our linebackers would be guards on kickoff return, you know, tackles or guards on punt, that type of stuff. So doing the dirty work down inside.
Yep. Brian Poole and CJ Goodwin on punt coverage have been really good for you guys. What's their approach been like as they kind of made try to make their mark on the team?
You know, it was really cool to see Goodwin, you know, go out there the other day and make that play out of single press. You know, just beats single press, gets down the field, had to make a really tough decision whether to cut across the face of the lead blocker or go behind it. Made the right decision and went and got that guy down with a solo tackle right there. It was really good to see him in that situation. He's getting better and growing more confident every week. Gabriel is another guy that came in. We just got him here, and he went out and performed well. And I think what's going to happen this week is these guys are both – they've put it on film enough, they're going to draw double press. You're going to get vice outside on our gunners. So there'll be some vice on our gunners outside. They've earned that, so those guys will probably give them that, which makes – you know, put you obviously inside with six box. So we got to go to work there. But their approach is – I mean, they've been students of the game. They're upstairs every Wednesday and Thursday after practice. We watch tape with them, go over their practice tape, and it's they're developing and starting to gain some confidence as well.
Decide to maybe kick a touchback depth or do the short kick that seems like more and more teams are doing early this season? Does that just depend on the opponent, the personnel, or
I think it's the opponent. I think when you measure your crew and your group and how well they're covering versus the returner, and who is this returner? If this guy's an explosive guy, it's a house call guy. All right, now maybe you're thinking about kicking touchbacks. If it's a guy that you think you can get on the ground, or the support of the group isn't there, you know, he's maybe a good returner but doesn't have good blocking. All right, now you're going to try to place that ball. So maybe you're punching balls down to the goal line with hang time, and what you're seeing is people are putting the ball outside the numbers. So now we can what we call overpopulate. So once you put that ball outside, you can squeeze to it, and it reduces the lanes for the returner.
So you also look at the personnel of the returner, but do you also look at the personnel of the offense? Like, okay,
oh, yeah.
Yes. Like, hit him at the 18 and give him 25?
Right. You know, so if you're saying you're all right, now look, they've got a really good core group. You know, and now, okay, they've got a dynamic or a special returner back there. You're probably going to kick it out. But say, okay, now they're missing two linebackers and they got a good returner, take your chances. You know, place the ball, see if we can beat these single blocks, go get this returner on the ground. Tackles inside the 20.
Anything else? Do you still hope to get Tedman involved in the kickoff game, or do you say, hey, Weems is doing well?
Yeah.
You
always love to have options, you know. You always love to have options. You know, he's explosive as can be, you know. Doing a good job, but he's playing so much on offense that you got to say, okay, you got to be fair. You know, you hate to see the guy. He's getting some touches, and next thing you know, it gets banged up with us. So just trying to, you know, we got two backs right now. So and Weems is doing a nice job. So we got to, you know, take care of the team once again. Yep.